This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Jessica Gould is a reporter in the newsroom, and she's been trying to get to the City Reliquary Museum in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, for the Keep Your Eye on the Donut exhibit. It depicts the history of, yes, the donut.
As I understand it, there's a rich donut history in New York. Donuts were served to immigrants when they came into Ellis Island. And also they track the development of the first donut chain, which had its flagship store in Times Square. And as to sweeten the deal, so to speak, they're having a meeting of the Donut Dunking Club on Sunday. So I'm going to learn how to really appropriately dunk a donut.
So you dunk your donut. I'm not a dunker.
Well, I haven't been, but I think it's because I don't know how.
Let's go from dunking to slurping. Joseph Capriglione is an associate producer for New Jersey Public Radio, and this weekend he's planning to travel to Flushing, Queens for the opening of a new Mongolian hot pot restaurant from the long-awaited worldwide chain called Little Lamb.
So you go with a group of friends and you order a round of beers, and then they ask you what kind of broth you want. And if you have a group of people, you can get a couple of different pots of different broths, and you then select what kind of meats you want to throw into the broths. And you can get, you know, obviously lamb, beef.
Sounds like a perfect weekend as far as this weather to have hot pot.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you can go into one of these places and it could be freezing outside and you gather around the hot pot and it will just clear your sinuses, especially if you get a spicy broth.
It's also Oscar weekend, and last we checked, social media editor Julie Whitaker was attempting to see every single nominated film in every category. Let's see how that's going.
It's going pretty well. I've seen 48 of the 58 Oscar-nominated movies, so I'm hoping to squeeze in four more movies before Sunday night when the Oscars airs.
So if someone had to see just one Oscar movie, which one would you recommend?
Well, if you want to see one of the Best Picture nominees, I would say Dallas Buyers Club. If you wanted to see maybe a hidden gem that no one else at your Oscar party will have seen, on Amazon Instant you can watch The Broken Circle Breakdown, which is a foreign film. It's Dutch, but it's about American bluegrass music. It's about a couple who loves American bluegrass music, and it's a heartbreaking story with some really great songs in it.
Will the circle be a broken line by or by?
I plan on watching the Oscars, but I'm going to play bingo at the same time. The staff of WNYC's Studio 360 developed Oscars Bingo, and you can play along too. Associate producer Sean Ramaswaram calls it a two-screen experience.
And as the show goes, things will happen, like Ellen might show up in a spacesuit. We have a tile for that. Bono's going to act like Bono. We have a tile for that. Someone might drop an F-bomb. We have a tile for that. And you just plug away. You can turn it into a drinking game. When you get bingo, you can tweet along. Our hashtag is awardsbingo.
And this is something you can actually play at an Oscar party.
You can play it at a party. You can play it by yourself. But it actually makes the show a lot more fun.
Any prizes?
No prizes. Bragging rights.
Visit WNYC.org to print up a bingo card, or you can play online. You can also get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.